Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, events, and issues that are trending right now across our state's business community. Here to help us, Alan Cooper, founder and editor of three online business news websites in South Carolina, Midlands Biz, Upstate Biz SC, and Lowcountry Biz SC. Alan, welcome back to the studio.
Mike, thanks for having me.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar today.
Well, I wanted to start off by just talking a little bit about a trip that we took recently. The entire Cooper family went to New York. On reflection, when we asked the kids what was their favorite thing to do in New York, it was renting bikes. So we rented these city bikes that are starting to pop up all over, including South Carolina, and traveled up the west side of the island along the Hudson River, along a dedicated pedestrian and bike path. It was absolutely spectacular. And my wife and I braved it a little bit and went into the city, into the West Village, and there's dedicated bike lanes right through New York. It got me thinking about South Carolina and how do we measure up in terms of developing cities that are livable, walkable, bike rideable, if that's a word. And I think we're doing a great job in South Carolina. You think back to Mayor Knox White in Greenville, and really the last decade and more have been really focused in on creating a pedestrian experience in Greenville, and to tremendous success. There's a lot of construction still in Greenville. You go down to towards the Reedy River Park, and there's a lot of cranes, a lot more condos, a lot more hotels coming, some that have already come online. It's really important amidst these developments to maintain these livable, walkable cities. And I just kind of felt like if New York can do it, got this spectacular bikeway all the way around the island, then we can certainly do it in South Carolina.
As you mentioned, it is happening around the state. It's just a little bit slower because it's a newer kind of thing here. You know, we're not as cosmopolitan as these big cities like New York City, but Columbia has its own bike share program, just like the one that you used in New York City. And I think Greenville and Charleston do as well.
Yeah, I love it. One of the most walkable cities that I've ever been in, it would be Charleston also. There's a lot of development in the peninsula too, in Charleston. You've got, in October, you have coming on board the new MUSC Sean Jenkins Children's Hospital. That's changed the skyline of Charleston. There's also the big expansion at Waterfront Park along the east side of the peninsula that has now been approved by the Architectural Board of Review down there. There's a lot more coming on, but from what I like seeing underneath it is public access to the water. And I think they're doing a good job. We'll see, but they've approved it, I think, because it does expand the walkability along the waterfront in Charleston. And yeah, so you think of Columbia, too. Two big announcements. There's new residents coming up at Lady Assembly. The Arnold companies are going to develop a residential condominium apartment type thing at Lady and Assembly. And that's a critical part of this kind of connecting the walking aspect of Columbia, which is amazing now along Main Street, and the Vista. There's been a little bit of lack of connectivity between those, but now you have a residence going right up at the corner there. I'm interested to see how we can kind of connect those. Columbia is maybe a little bit the weaker sister in terms of pedestrian experience, but it's come a long way, and it's absolutely critical for the success of a city.
And Alan, how's the business calendar looking for our state?
Well, in Columbia, there's the 26th Annual Global Vision Award. It's going to be honoring Dr. Henry Tisdale. That's taking place here in Columbia on October 23rd. Really appreciate any efforts to connect the state of South Carolina to the globe and to the global economy. There's the SC Bio Conference coming up between October 29th and 31st. It's taking place in Greenville, but really should attract business leaders from all over the state. It's really the Southeast Premier Life Sciences Conference. And talking about bikes, coming to Blythewood is bikes and beers. And I've heard about this. I'm very curious. Love any initiatives just to get people on bikes and explore their city through getting on a bike. So this is taking place on October 26th. There's a 15-mile ride. There's a 30-mile ride. There's going to be five craft breweries there, bikes and beers.
Alan, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
Alan Cooper is founder and editor of three online business news websites in our state. We will have links to all three posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, connect with us, and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.